God lives and works today. Why do we experience so little of His wonderful reality in our lives? Perhaps because we are no longer prepared to go the way which brings such happy experiences. What way is this? Listen to the answer offered in today's meditation by Basileia Schlink called The Power of Obedience.
In our day and age, no word seems to have become more unpopular than the word obedience, especially among young people. Nothing is as bad as having to be obedient. There is nothing we strive for as much as to live and run our own lives. But in this way we cheat ourselves of the source of all strength for our lives. Whoever doesn't want to obey anymore shouldn't be surprised if his life has become empty, weak, unhappy, and stale. The life and way of our Lord Jesus really show what the power of obedience is all about. Jesus' obedience was loving obedience, trusting obedience, complete surrender to the will of His Father. Obedience was a life necessity for Him, His daily food. As He said in John 4, "My food is to do the will of Him who sent me, and to accomplish His work." Jesus knew He was given the privilege of doing the very best will, the wisest will of God, who created the universe and all mankind. Yes, to do God's will was the Son's greatest joy, and this was His source of strength. When Jesus calls to us, "Come, follow me," He is calling us to follow Him on the way of obedience, out of love for Him. Therefore, when our will is crossed or our plans and desires are overruled, we should learn to surrender completely to the will of God our Father. This means continually learning and practicing obedience, especially when we have difficult superiors or when others treat us unjustly. To follow their regulations and wishes may mean real suffering for us. However, we are to do it as long as their wishes do not contradict the commandments of God. By following this way, we will experience what a source of strength there is in obedience. Therefore, do not act according to your own will, but according to God's will, no matter how difficult or incomprehensible it might seem to you. For ways of obedience, walked according to His will lead to joy and glory.
To Thee, Father, I surrender, as my helper and advisor, my whole self in all its need. I will trust, though fears surround me, and my cares pile up around me, with no loophole for escape. Yes, O Father, I can trust Thee, who dost help and deal so justly, firmly plan with Thy sure aid. So I thank Thee now already, for Thy promise sure and steady cannot fail to come to pass.
You've been listening to a program written by Basileia Schlink of the Little Land of Canaan. If this program has been a help to you, we'd be happy to send you a free leaflet by the same author. Please write to God Lives and Works Today, 9849 North 40th Street, Phoenix, Arizona, 85028-4099. That's God Lives and Works Today, 9849 North 40th Street, Phoenix, Arizona, 85028-4099. Please write and ask for your free leaflet. God bless you.